presence in this place. Lord, we acknowledge that we come before you this day, and we're not perfect. We have things in our lives that we wish weren't there, things that we have walked through that have left marks on our hearts, on our minds, on our bodies, on our spirits. Lord, we want to come into your presence and be healed by you, Lord. We want to be set free from those things that belong to us, that hold us back, and have an impact on how much of the kingdom of God can live through us in our daily life and work. So, Lord, we open our hearts to you today, and we ask your blessing. We ask the Holy Spirit to come and to lead us in truth and speak to us in our innermost being. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
The scriptures today are just beautiful, just an amazing account of Jesus reaching into someone's life and changing them in beautiful and powerful ways. And even in the Old Testament lesson and in the Psalm, it talks about how God loves us and has known us before our culture even says that we're a legal human being. In the womb, God knows us. It's just amazing if we think about that. He has loved us from before the foundations of the world. And he loves us with an everlasting love. Those all sound like good things. But if we really understood what that meant, it would bring such healing and such peace in our lives. There's all kinds of accounts in the scriptures of Jesus coming across someone that has a need. And he touches them. He reaches into their lives. He stoops right to where they're at, no matter how messy it is. And he takes them by the hand, and he lifts them out. That's what he does. It's what he's done for many of you. It's what he's done for me. We've been talking about healthy Christians and healthy churches. We've been talking about prayer and study and action. Whenever someone's healed or delivered in the scriptures, even when Jesus tells them not to tell anybody, you know what they do? They can't keep silent because what he's done has been so amazing that they have to tell somebody. You know, it's like when I catch a big trout, I gotta take a picture with my cell phone and text it to a few people. I might try to limit the shoreline so no one knows where it was. But I just compared Jesus to a trout. I know. When something amazing happens in our lives, it's a natural response to be excited about it and to say, wow, I've been living with this for so long, and look what God did. I tried everything else. Nothing would work. And God did what no one else could do. It's because he's God. He's bigger than all of us. And he's bigger than all of our circumstances. He's bigger than the things that trouble us, that weigh our hearts down, the things that we have not been able to be free of our whole lives. The Lord can lift off of us. Many of these people received God's healing and God's deliverance before they were sent out into the world in ministry. As we think about healthy Christians acting, some of that acting is in word and in deed, bearing witness to what God has done in our lives. Maybe for you, that's standing on a street corner with a sandwich board, saying the end is near. Or maybe for you, that's loving your neighbor That's seeing a need in your community and going and helping someone in the name of Christ in a tangible way. That's living out your faith, praying that your walk matches your talk. What are the hurts, the habits, and the hang-ups, to borrow a phrase of three H's from someone else, that are in our lives that prevent us from living into the fullness of God's kingdom and the fullness of His call on us? Let's face it, we live in a world where we don't generally make it through unscathed. Anybody been hurt in some way? Yeah. Right? We all live with the effects of sin on our lives, to one degree or another. But it doesn't have to have control over us. Some of us have been deeply hurt by the circumstances in our lives. Maybe we've been hurt by people in our family. That happens. It happens in our house from time to time. Crosswords are said. Some of us have been hurt by people in their circle of friends, or even, God forbid, by people in the church. Right? Jesus wants to bring healing and freedom to you. Some of us have been deeply hurt by loss in our lives, whether it's the loss of a spouse, or the loss of a child, the loss of a pregnancy, maybe a family member or a close friend is battling a grave illness or has died. We all deal with hurts in different ways. You know, some of us turn to habits to deal with our hurts. Some of us turn to substances. Some people slip into depression. Some people turn to anger or to isolation. They insulate themselves from everyone around them because they're trying to protect themselves from ever being hurt again. God wants to heal you and deliver you. He wants you to live in holy relationship with one another in the church and with Him. For some of us, even our core makeup and our personalities have become the product of our hurts, our habits, and our hang-ups. It's been said that you choose and shape your environment initially, but eventually your environment will shape you. What are the ingredients that have gone into us? Is it the ingredients of the kingdom, of the truth of God's word, of the leading of the Holy Spirit? Or are we somewhat the sum total of all the things that have happened to us in our lives? And for some of us, the Lord is working on those things. And we've got a little of this and a little of that, all combining. And we're on the road, but we're not there yet. So if we describe ourselves and our lives honestly, what do we say? What do we believe about ourselves? Is your image of yourself aligned with God's image of you? That's a big question. Has it been warped by what's happened in your life? Has it been warped by living in a fallen world? Has it been warped by the sin that's present in your life and in the lives of the people around you? Jesus wants to change the equation in our lives. And as we live in Him and increasingly become His image bearers, we will decrease and He will increase as He heals us, delivers us, saves us, redeems us, and sets us free, and then sends us forth. Look at the beautiful promises in Scripture today. I want to remind us of those. Let these words sink into us. In Jeremiah chapter 4, 7 read this. The word of the Lord came to me, this is Jeremiah writing, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you." God knew you before you were formed in the womb. God knew who you were going to be today, sitting in this church right now, before you were formed in the womb. It's not just Jeremiah that God knew. That's how well he knows us. He knows us better than we know ourselves. In the psalm today, we read how before we were born, the Lord knew us. And depending on the version of the psalm that you read, the translation of Scripture talks about how from our birth, the Lord knows us. In the gospel lesson today, there's a little more than meets the eye in this account of the woman being healed and set free from the spirit that bound her for so long, and then all of the spiritual leaders that were shamed as a result of it. And it's worth looking at together. In this story, I want to just remind us of it. It says, then there appeared a woman with a spirit that had crippled her for 18 years. She was quite bent over and unable to stand up straight. Anybody ever had chronic pain? Yeah. It drags you down. It affects you emotionally, spiritually, physically. I smacked my thumb with a hammer one night. I couldn't make it through one night with it. Imagine living with pain for so long. And not just the pain, but what about the shame of that? You know, how many of us live with silent shame about something in our lives that we think nobody else knows about? And we hide it and we carry it around with us. And it's getting heavier and heavier and heavier. And the Lord wants to lift it off of you. In this healing, in this deliverance, Jesus shows what it means to be a citizen of God's kingdom. He heals this woman and then he refers to her as a daughter of Abraham. That slips past us in our culture. A daughter of Abraham is a full member of Jewish society. And it's remarkable that he said that. The kingdom is equally open to women and to the sick. And in Jesus' day, physical and mental ailments were seen as work of evil forces. It was often seen as sin in your life. You know, and it could be. Or it's the result of sin working in the world, which is bringing about evil and sickness and death. The very being of someone with a serious ailment was thought to be something that made them hostile towards God. And yet he heals her and delivers her and refers to her as a daughter of Abraham. So he not only delivers her of the spirit that was tormenting her for 18 years, she's physically healed, and then she's restored in the sight of the spiritual leaders to full membership in society. Jesus cares about healing the whole person. He cares about healing us spiritually, physically, and emotionally. It's also interesting, this woman doesn't come to him and ask to be cured, and no one asks on her behalf. He's just heading through, and he sees her. How beautiful is that? He sees her. And her response to his action in her life is to praise God. He does this for her. And she's blown away. 18 years of suffering lifted in a moment because Jesus saw her and loved her. And then the religious leaders get involved and say all their things about Jesus healing on the Sabbath and how he shouldn't be doing that, and he's not doing things by the rules, and this is not okay. And then Jesus comes back and says, don't you take care of your animals on the Sabbath? And he says, how much more that this woman, a daughter of Abraham, who Satan bound for 18 long years, has been set free from bondage on the Sabbath day. When he said this, all of his opponents were put to shame, and the entire crowd was rejoicing at all the wonderful things that he was doing. people often look at Christianity and they say, that's fake. A bunch of hypocrites. I don't know any perfect people that come to church. I don't know about you. If people saw the power of God at work in our lives to change us and to heal us and save us and deliver us, what a testimony that would be. Oftentimes, it's what helps to bring someone along into faith. Are you okay with where you're at? Are you good? Are you satisfied with how you're presently living? Are you okay living with that habit? Are you okay living with the hurt caused by someone in your life, maybe by your parents? Are you all right to live with the unresolved conflict and the hurt with another person in your family or in the church family? Often we think about healing in terms of just physical healing, but emotional wounds are real. And they can fester because they're not as seen as a broken arm. Just as emotional wounds are real, so is the healing of those wounds by Jesus. This is what the world without God will say about you. See if any of this rings true. You're worthless. You'll never amount to anything. It's too late for you to be changed. Nothing can save you, not even God, no. You can't be healed. You can never be forgiven. What you've done was unforgivable. Nobody understands you. You are alone. You'll always be a slave to that habit. You will never be set free from that sin. And that relationship will never be healed. Here's what the scriptures and what the Lord have to say to you. My love for you is everlasting. My strength is made perfect in your weakness. I will heal you. I will deliver you. I will break the time of bondage in your heart, and I will replace it with my love and with my healing. You are worthy. You are forgiven. You are loved. You are never beyond hope, help, or redeeming. Let me take that burden you have been carrying. It's too heavy for you, and you were never meant to carry that. Scripture tells us that he will bind up the brokenhearted and set the captives free. It tells us that he was tempted in every way we are, yet he did not sin. And that puts Jesus in a unique position to be able to speak this truth into our lives where we have failed. We read in Scripture that Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but Jesus came that we would have life and have it more abundantly. Where in your life is death and destruction? And where is Jesus holding forth life to you? The Lord loves you just like he loved that woman that he lifted out of 18 years of bondage. And it can be a turning point in your life at any point when you come to Christ. And ask him. And we submit our will and submit our pride and say, I've been dealing with this for too long, Lord. I can't do it anymore. I don't want to do it anymore. We can lay that at his feet. I believe the Lord would have us give him a little bit of time today to work in our hearts. It's not something we often do on a Sunday morning in this direct way. But I want to offer the opportunity for prayer for anybody that would like to receive prayer for healing, physical, emotional, spiritual. I'm going to be up here at the altar rail if anybody would like to come and to receive prayer for a few minutes. There's going to be a station at the back in that corner. I'm one of these people that doesn't like to come down the center aisle and have everybody see me when I go for prayer. And so if that's you, there's going to be a spot over there for prayer and a spot over here in this back corner for prayer. It's also perfectly okay for you to pray for each other in the pews. If you're sitting near someone that you love and respect and trust and want to ask them for prayer. prayer. That's okay too. So Bob's going to lead us in a little bit of music. And it's an opportunity for anybody who would like prayer for healing to come.